It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Former Queens State Senator Shirley Huntley was sentenced to a year and one day in prison this afternoon for embezzlement and bribery. As she made her case to the federal judge for leniency, she listed the names of half a dozen colleagues she recorded on a wire. Almost all of them, like her, are African American. Two of those who've been indicted, Senators Malcolm Smith and John Sampson, were once at the top of Democratic power in Albany. WNYC has been talking with people about how the news is going down in black political circles. Anna Sale joins us now to tell us what she's heard. Anna, is there a sense that this series of arrests and scandals represent a moment of crisis for black political leadership in New York?
Well, WNYC's Stephen Nesson and I spoke to people today who said this week's headlines are certainly troubling. But whether it's a crisis, there was a differing opinion about that. There are certainly those who are ready to be rid of senators like Smith and Sampson. But for them, it's more a sense of a sad end than a major blow to black political power in Albany. Because, see, it was just 4 years ago when both the governor, David Paterson, and the Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith were black in Albany. So two of the three most powerful people in Albany were African American. But looking back, that period is widely seen as chaotic and ineffective. Here's how Basil Smichel described it to me. He's an African American political consultant in Harlem.
We've waited for all these decades for us to have this opportunity. It gets squandered in a moment. And a lot of folks look at that and said that we were not ready for prime time. Or they were not ready for prime time. And that, I think, is sort of the heartbreaking, very disappointing realization that a lot of African-Americans, were coming to.
So in this light, then, the indictments against Smith and Sampson just add to that sense of disappointment about a missed opportunity.
Did you get any pushback on framing this series of arrests as a race issue?
Certainly. Councilman Jamani Williams told Stephen Nesson today that it's not a race issue, that power and money drives corruption. He points to the dozens of white politicians arrested, and no one questions the future of white politicians in New York. But that happens when it happens to be a minority politician. Senator James Sanders of Queens is taking it a step further. He's hosting a debate tomorrow night about whether black lawmakers are corrupt or victims of conspiracy.
Is there a sense that something is broken in our political system?
Well, certainly there's a sense that in some parts of the city, machine politics enables bad political representation. But the strength of those machines differs in different parts of the city. So take Southeast Queens, for example, where Malcolm Smith is from. That's a place where there's an established pipeline of candidates. Malcolm Smith got into the Senate in a special election in the year 2000. He ran unopposed last year. And it's perhaps that kind of comfort that may have led to his trouble, which include indictments for bribery, which he's pled not guilty to. Christina Greer, professor of political science at Fordham University, said that's a pattern for politicians in recent scandals. They come from districts where they're unchallenged incumbents.
They have a strong base, but they don't really have a district that is consistently challenging them. It's not as though every 4 years they're going to have a qualified challenger who really pushes them on the issues, pushes them on their votes.
And she also pointed out these are also districts with some of the poorest residents with some of the most needs. The politics are changing, though, in places like Harlem and the Bronx, where there's an increased sense that the hold of the old school black establishment is up for grabs. I mean, remember last year when Congressman Charlie Rangel just had a razor thin win over Adriano Espaillat in that congressional race. And in Brooklyn, there's already been a transition from the older generation of black leadership to a new one. Hakeem Jeffries, a 42-year-old, won a seat to Congress last year after Ed Towns retired. So that's emblematic of that transition. But some people pointed out to me that part of that transition in Brooklyn may be because the black populations are big there, so there are more slots, more opportunities for people to run for elective office.
The last census showed the black population is declining overall in the city, especially in places like Southeast Queens. So how is the city's changing demographics changing black politics?
Well, for neighborhoods that are gentrifying or becoming more racially diverse, it makes the power centers more diffuse as new residents become voters. For example, Hakeem Jeffries won an easy primary against Charles Barron, who was another black candidate, by appealing to a multiracial coalition of voters. You just have to broaden your pitch. And that's what you see when you look at the mayor's race right now. Bill Thompson is the only African-American candidate at this point, and he's been rolling out endorsements, including Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz and former Lieutenant Governor Richard Ravitch, to demonstrate that he may be a black man, but he's putting together a multiracial base of support.
Okay, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
WNYC's Anna Sale.